Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu wujubi amrihi ahlahu wa awladahu al-mumayyizin wa sa'ira man fi ra'iyyatihi bi ta'atillahi ta'ala wa nahihim anil mukhalafati wa ta'dibihim wa manha. The chapter on the obligation to command one's family, one's children, and those in one's care to obey Allah Ta'ala and to prohibit them from disobeying Him, and training them and forbidding them from indulging in prohibited. So what this chapter is teaching us is that we have a duty, we have a obligation that those that are in our care, our family, our children, etc., that we have an obligation that we have to bring them up correctly. We have to take care of them all the time. We have to see that they're getting the correct ta'lim, they're getting the correct education, they're getting the correct tarbiyat, the correct upbringing, morals, as far as their actions, as far as their company, all these things are very, very important. This is part of our deen. So therefore we find that our deen is so complete that one is, we are, normally what happens is the person is always worried about the financial security of his family. And this is the general concern that people have, that my family must be financially secure. But how often do we think that they must be deeni secure also? Their deen must be correct. My family must be on salah. They must have tilawat of Quran in their lives. Their lives must be such that it must be free from any type of gunas. They must know what is right, what is wrong as far as Islam is concerned. How much of that concern we got into our lives? And here we find that this is something that is wajib, something that is necessary, it's very important. Allah Ta'ala has made it part of our deen, that as part of our deen we got to be concerned about the deeni welfare of our children, our family, and those in our قال الله تعالى وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها. Allah Ta'ala says, command your family to establish salah and you yourself remain steadfast upon it. Command your family to perform salah and you yourself remain steadfast. Therefore you find that a child also that's growing up, he is taught, and we're supposed to teach from the age of 7, we're going to get the child also in the habit of performing salah. And when the child is 10, all this is before the child is baligh, not even faraz, it's not wajib, it's not necessary on a child, anything at this age, to perform salah, but to get them in that culture of performing salah, get them into the routine of performing salah, that now when the child is 10 years old, and he's not performing salah, then even giving the child a little bit of a hiding, not a bashing, a little bit of a hiding, so the child knows that this is something that's very important. So when the child now becomes of age, already it's part of the child's life and culture, that the salah we have to perform. So this is what you call training. So Islam has made it such. And this command, you see, wa'mur ahlaka. We think that the command is for the child to read namaz. The command is for the parents to make the child read namaz. You, wa'mur ahlaka, you command your family to read salah. Wastabir alayha, and you yourself remain firm. And the reason for this is because when a person is commanding others to do something, and he's got it in his life, the words have much more effect. The actions have more effect. Therefore, in child psychology, they say the children, they are affected much more by what they see than what they hear. Children are affected by much more than they are affected by what they see much more than what they hear. In other words, the actions of the parents they see, they consider this to be right. The action of the elders they consider this to be the correct thing. So much more than you can tell them is what they see you doing. So this is what Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, that وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. You command your family. The command for the child actually is for the parents. And you do your responsibility and see that the children are on salah. See that your family is on salah. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. You yourself hold very, very firm to it. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe, save yourselves and save your families from the fire. So you got two duties. One is save yourself. Don't forget that you also have to perform salah. You also have to do the correct things. You also have to follow shariat in every respect. And make sure that your families also, you save them from the fire of Jahannam. It is mentioned in an Arabic proverb, says very nicely, Al-ilmu fi sighari kan naqshi fi al-hajari. That knowledge that is gained in young age is like carving in a rock. When something is carved in a rock, it remains there. For years and years it remains there. Ask any person now to sing one nursery rhyme. It can be an old uncle to you. Ask him. Ask him to sing Jack and Jill. He'll say it for you. Humpty Dumpty, he knows the words. So anything that a person hears when he's small, even when he's old, it stays in his mind. those nasi rhymes stay there, those words stay there. Why? Because he learnt it when he was young. So like that, when we give our children dini talim when they're young, it will remain in them, like how you have, person has carved in a rock, that thing remains, it doesn't just go away with the wind or the rain, it remains, that carving remains there in the rock. So Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. One thing that is very important is ourselves also, the, as the ayat is mentioning, we bring these things in our lives, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that it has much more effect. One person came to the Mawlana Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali, he brought his child there, and he's telling Mawlana Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali, this child has got a habit of eating a lot of gur. Gur is that molasses, you eat it, it's sweet, a lot of it is not healthy, so he likes to eat it, and he eats a lot of it. So please advise him to stop eating it. Like how a person will bring the child to an alim, so that the child will take more effect. So Mawlana Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali said, acha, bring him back after 3 days. After 3 days, bring him back. So when he brought him back after 3 days, then he told him, better, ye gur mat khao. You don't eat this gur. So now that father is thinking to himself, such a simple thing he told him. He told him, better, oh my son, don't eat this gur. But why did he ask me to bring him back after 3 days? He could have told him same time. So the Mawlana, he asked Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali. So he says that at that time when you brought this child, I was also eating gur. So I decided that for my words to have an effect, I must also give it up. So my words also will have much more impact, will have much more effect. So therefore for us, for our words to have effect, then we must bring it in our life. You know, there was one incident that is coming to mind, that once I was coming for namaz, you know. It was Ramzan time. And as I'm coming, then there was one father that I met on the road. So just before that Maghrib Salah, now people are in the habit of smoking, they like to get 1-2 puffs before the Maghrib namaz. The whole day they were fasting. So to get that few puffs, they wait for it. So the father was in front and he's puffing away, and the son was about 10 meters behind him, and he was also puffing away, and they're both coming to the masjid. So the father is telling me, Mawlana, speak to my lighty, speak to him, man. So I don't know how can I speak to him. You're 10 meters in front of him and you're smoking, and he's 10 meters behind you and he's also smoking. How can you speak? So if a person's words to have an effect, he must also bring amal in his life. Therefore the ayat is saying that you command your family to salah, wastabir alayha, you yourself also remain very firm. In other words, you should be on a higher level if you want that effect to come to them. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdika, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.